This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The families of the three victims in the Chapel Hill shootings have been urging people to see the incident as a hate crime. The FBI joined local police forces last week in looking into the matter. Regardless, the tragedy struck a chord with many young Muslims. Rima Krais spent time with some of the victims' closest friends.
Not too far from UNC Chapel Hill's campus, four best friends, all young men, live together in a big green house. When you walk into their home, the first thing you notice is four full-sized flags hanging on the walls.
So I ordered flags for every nation. We had Palestine, Bangladesh, Nigeria, then we have Sudan.
That's Hussein Ahmed. He says the flags show off their family heritages, that it gives their simple living room some flavor.
Yeah, that was it. And it was, like, cheap. It was an easy way to do it. But kind of just show that, like, we are all Muslim brothers. And,
no matter where we come from.
No matter where we come, yeah.
The four young men all knew Dia Barakat. He was the 23-year-old victim of the Chapel Hill shooting. He was a UNC dental student. The friends played basketball with him on a weekly basis. One of them went to middle school with him. Others studied with him in the library.
He'd come to the house, watch TV, watch football games every Sunday.
Sami Saeed is the youngest of the four. He's a junior at UNC. He says he wasn't too worried when he heard last Wednesday that three people were shot in the neighborhood where Dia Barakat lived.
I mean, these guys were in shock. To be honest, I shrugged it off.
But when Saeed and the others didn't get any texts or calls back from their friend, they jumped into their cars and rushed over to his neighborhood. That's when they got the news. Ahmed's sister was close to the three victims. She texted him, "What's going on?"
I said, they found Dia, Yusra, and Roseanne, and they've been killed. My sister was like, "Do you know why?" And I said, "No, I don't know." And then she texted me back saying, "Is it the neighbor?"
Their neighbor, Craig Hicks, was charged last week with three counts of first-degree murder. Dia Barakat was newly married to Yusra Abu Salha, who was going to join him at dental school in the fall. Her younger sister, Razan Abu Salha, was studying architecture and design at NC State. The four roommates strongly believe it was a hate crime. They all heard from mutual friends that the three had felt hated and uncomfortable around their neighbor and went out of their way to make sure they didn't upset him. Ahmed says it's insulting that Chapel Hill police have said their murders were over a parking issue.
As if that's a valid reason to take away three lives just like that, as if that's better than a hate crime.
I mean, yeah, for me, like, it definitely makes me feel as if, like, Muslims are being more marginalized and like, as if we're, like, almost second-class citizens.
That's Muhammad Al-Talab. He says this tragedy is hard to process, that it makes him think back on all of the talks he's had with his mom.
Being an African-American male while, like, also being a Muslim, like, I definitely had that talk, like, about, like, law enforcement and things like that, just, like, being careful and, like, being respectful. But I also had the talk about, you know, like, being a Muslim, too, especially after 9/11.
He says his mom is always calling him. She reminds him, watch out.
Every time I get off the phone with her, she's always like, be careful, be careful.
Al-Talib's mom even felt uncomfortable about his living situation. She was afraid that a house full of Muslims could be a target.
Some of us have beards and, like, I don't know, and, like, we talk Arabic and, like, you know, and, like, we don't hide our Islam, you know. So she was worried that, like, you know, people could see us as a threat.
He says that surprised him. But now, after the shooting deaths of his three friends, it doesn't seem so outlandish. Meanwhile, for other Muslims, that fear of how people will perceive them is very real. In Raleigh, three young women catch up at NC State's library. They were also close to Barakat, but especially to his wife, Yusra, and her younger sister, Razan.
They were so innocent. They never did anything wrong. How can I protect myself?
So why am I not next? Like,
yeah.
You know,
so it
they
makes
died.
You realize you don't have to, it doesn't matter who you are, what you do. You could be the worst Muslim or the best Muslim, and they won't care.
That's Nida Alam, Nida Salem, and Murjan Rahal. They all wear headscarves. Salem says the killings of her friends have frightened her.
Yesterday, we ran out of milk at the house, and I wanted to go, you know, buy milk from Walmart, and I got so scared. Like, I, like, texted my brother. I was like, hey, like, could you go pick it up? I'm too scared to go.
All three say that lately they've been sprinting to their cars when it's late at night, or they just avoid going out alone after dark. They say they've always felt like they have to be careful, that as Muslims, they have to work extra hard to prove themselves. Now, those feelings are magnified.
I used to be so comfortable. I remember people would come up to me and be like, how did you work in a place, like, when I worked at Chili's? They'd be like, how did you do that with the scarf on? And I was always like, what do you mean? Like, it's me. Like, what am I supposed to do, hide it?
Salem and her friends say they won't take their headscarves off and that they don't want to hide. If anything, Rahal and Salem say these recent events have brought them closer to their faith.
The only solution is not to take off your scarf, not to hide who you are, not to protest. No, yeah. It's to educate.
Yeah. And represent yourself through your actions. Like, that's the only thing you can really do.
I really hope that this makes people change their, like, especially non-Muslims, change their, like, perception of Islam.
Again, Muhammad al-Talab.
Don't let the media or, like, ISIS or whatever may be going on, like, in other parts of the world, like, base your opinions and perceptions of Muslims off the Muslims in your community. Especially these three, like, they embodied, like, I felt like they perfectly blended, like, being an American and being a Muslim.
All of the young men and women agree. Lately, with their actions, they've been asking themselves, what would Yusuf, Razan, and Dia do? They want to share the same kindness, the same dedication to service, and the same compassion the three embodied. They say the murders have made the Muslim community stronger. Hussein Ahmed scrolls through his phone. He's part of a new group chat called Pack of Brothers.
All the Muslim guys, we have people from Raleigh, people from Cary, people from San Diego, people from New York, a bunch of people I don't even know.
They're all getting together to do what Dia Barakat would want to do on a Saturday afternoon, play basketball.
All right, let's go, y'all.
Dozens of guys fill the UNC gymnasium. Ahmed says that Barakat used to play with many of them pretty regularly.
I mean, this reminds us of him. So, like, I'm sure everyone right now is happy. Like, we've been grieving for the past few days. It's just a way to kind of relax, be together, be there for each other, and remember a great man.
A man who Ahmed says used to pull out a white towel during most basketball games, take it to the corner of the gym, and pray. It's something many of the guys did later that day. Rima Krais, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.